This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
This is a conundrum that comes up every once in a while. Family vacation. Do you force the teenager to come or leave them alone?
We've all been through this one.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's great mate debate.
We have Amy, we have Matt, and Amy won the toss today, so she gets to give her side of this story first. Amy?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
What's happening?
I think, you know, I think we should let Lily stay by herself. She's a great kid. She's 15. She's very responsible. She has a really good group of friends, and I think that they'll just have, you know, they'll just have a sleepover and they'll have some innocent fun. And honestly, this is a really good opportunity for me and Matt to get away by ourselves. We haven't taken a trip, just the two of us, since Lily was born.
So, and let me just get this straight. You guys are planning a long weekend, or like a full week, or more than a week? How long is this trip?
It's not quite a week.
Okay. So, you're leaving a 15-year-old alone for a week in a house.
For like 5 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We live in a really good neighborhood, like a friendly neighborhood where we know people. Like, she has people that she could reach out to if there were any real problems.
You're right.
And like I said, she's very responsible. Mm-hmm. And
why isn't she going on the trip? She just doesn't want to?
She does not want to.
Okay.
She understands need your time away from her. That's why she's bowing out.
Steve, it's what? So cute.
Yeah, she's so mature.
When you try to pretend like you're on team innocence. Okay. Okay.
I think that this is a good opportunity to see how it goes. She doesn't even have her driver's license yet. So it's like she could go somewhere really and get into a lot of trouble.
I'm just curious, have you given any thought to what you want to be called? Like, do you want to be called granny or grandma or nana?
Okay.
Which would you prefer being? Listen, I'm not fully on your side yet, because I do think, or on his side yet. I do think there is a point to trust your parenting, but
there it is. Slacker, you nailed it. She's trusting her parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let's get Matt's side before we let Amy dig the hole any deeper.
Okay.
Matt, are you there?
Yai.
We think we know your side, but why don't you state it?
All right. Well, first of all, Lily's a great kid, and it's not her. I trust her. It's her friends. Look, one, she's got a boyfriend, and I know what we've done with your parents in the house. So, like, you got to be kidding me, first of all. And second of all, like, you know, all it's going to take is a little pressure from her friends who, you know, want her to throw a party. And it's so hard when you're in high school to trying to be cool.
Yep.
You know, like, there's just, it's just so much problems, like, so much potential, like, social media, all it has to get out is that there's a party. Like, it was supposed to be just a few of their friends. And then next thing I know, our house is overrun by like 100 teenagers.
In other words, you trust Lily, but there's so many things out of her control and your control that, yeah, you just can't. Nothing against her. You're right. Yeah.
Oh, so you're flipping.
No, I would love for her to like have some independence, but one like
not with your house, not with your major investment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'd be one thing like if there was someone staying around with her.
Yeah.
But there's not, and like our neighbors checking in, like that's great and all, but like if there's a problem, what are we going to do?
Fly back.
If she doesn't go, then we're canceling the trip.
So you don't even want to go on the trip. If she doesn't sit in the seat in between you two, you're not going.
She doesn't have to be like that. I mean, the idea is that like I understand 15's a tough time. Like it's, you know, who wants to be around your parents? And I get it, but like 5 days, you can't drive. It's just, there's just too much potential. Like, how are we going to have a good time worrying what like could be going on at home?
And that's the thing. Amy really, you can tell, needs this vacation and really needs to rebond with her remand, Slacker. And so that's...
Okay. Let me give the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. It comes down to trusting your parenting.
There's that.
Or hi, Amy. Welcome back. or not. But it is, at the same time, I don't think Matt's not trusting his parenting. It's I don't trust everybody around me.
Yeah, like, they can't control him.
As soon as somebody... Steve, you didn't destroy your parents' house when they left town. You went to Amy and Matt's house and destroyed their house because Lily was dumb enough to say on Snap to one friend, my parents are gone, and then it's, here we go.
There it is.
Bring the sledgehammers.
There it is, and there's no turning back.
So, Amy, like, do you at least open your brain to the possibility that your daughter could be great, but there can be some crappy kids in your neighborhood or in neighboring neighborhoods that could come and screw your...
I mean, of course there are, but I do think that, I mean, if we talked to like Erica next door and said, hey, if you see any kids, if you see a lot of cars showing up, let us know. And then we could get that shut down. We could get it. I don't think that would happen. But I don't know. She's kind of an introvert. Like she's not going to get crazy.
But,
I mean, I would.
Yeah. No, I'm not worried about her getting crazy. I'm worried about everybody else getting crazy. And like, we're going to shut it down. Like once the word's out, like you can't put it back.
You two are legally responsible then for everything that happened during that party in your home.
I never think about that.
Yeah, the legal
there's going to be alcohol. I mean, come on. Like you remember
Drugs.
Being 15.
Yeah.
But guys, when are you going to give her the opportunity to prove herself to you? Eventually, you got to give in.
25.
Okay,
that's good.
Both your
that's
heads
good,
are
Matt.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I was going higher than that, but 25 feels right. I don't know. When she's got her own house and we can all go over there.
Okay.
I'm
going to
be in her house.
I mean,
I don't know.
I feel like Amy's getting ganged up on. She's the only one that trusts both their parenting and her friends and her judgment. Shouldn't this be the time?
I think that this would be a great time to just see like how she handles it. It is not that many days. It is
only takes
she
one.
Has people she can reach out to.
Yep.
in that case, then why can we ever do anything? We can never go anywhere, not even for a night.
If you lived in a mobile home, maybe
we could. But we're not gonna be able to like get in a car. We're gonna have to like schedule a flight home. We're gonna have to find out when that is and then get home. It's not like, oh, there's something going on. Let's hop in the car. We'll be home in an hour.
Why don't you guys hang on? I know here's the deal. Hang on. Don't move. Obviously, there's other parents who've made the decision to force their kid to go on a trip, which makes a trip miserable for everyone.
Okay.
But there's the flip side of like, you trusted your kid and it wasn't your kid, but it just things spot like both of these guys are right.
Yes.
Trusting your kid is not a bad thing.
Boom.
But she's 15.
Okay. And we've all 15-year-olds have ruined it for her. We've all ruined it.
13-year-olds have ruined it.
Amen.
It's like
10-year-olds.
But unfortunately, probably. They're not supposed to legally be left alone. But so Amy wants to trust her parenting and leave Lily alone for 5 or so days. Matt's like, she's getting on the plane with us or nobody's getting on the plane.
Matt's being way logical here.
Look at you, flip-flopper. All right, so whose side are you on? Or are you on Steve's side? Both. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
We're trying to help out Matt and Amy. They're basically, they have a family vacation planned, the three of them, Matt, Amy, and their daughter, Lily. But Lily's like, I don't want to go. I want to stay home.
Yeah, she's 15. So Lily goes, I just want to stay home. And Mom is totally on board that she trusts their parenting. She said Lily is super mature.
Introverty.
Yes, and her friends shouldn't be. They're really good friends. And so if they want to have like a little get-together, why not? Trust your parenting. And
Matt's
Dad's like no,
he doesn't trust other people.
Exactly. You can't control boys. Can't control her friends. Once word gets out that there's a party in their house, it's over.
And you don't even have to have a party at your house. Once word gets out there's no parents at the house, that's when things get sideways.
But when do you trust your kid? When do you give them an opportunity to blow it for
you? Matt went with 25. So we're about 10 years shy. Matt, Amy, feel free to jump in. We're going to get your jury members seated here, and we're starting with Nick. Nick, yep. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Why?
Because, like, I was 15 months, and I can't be held responsible for a house by myself. Nor should I.
You don't think a 15-year-old can be left alone in a house? I mean, I've left my 15-year-old alone in my house.
Huh.
But not.
Okay, if the parents stay close by, yeah. But if they're leaving on a plane, absolutely not.
So,
like, no way.
Is it that you don't trust Lily or you don't trust other people?
Other people, basically. Like, she's going to try to be popular and be cool. And that always leads to bad things.
Yeah.
So, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So what is the fear of getting in trouble trumps wanting to be cool? I don't know. I feel like I know her, and she does not want to get in trouble.
But what if she one wants to get in trouble? You just get in trouble.
Yeah, but she makes good decisions. She's just, I mean, her fear, not her wants to get in trouble. Her fear of being caught is, I think, higher.
That's
than
where the rush is. That's where you get the rush.
Here, Matt, like, I've been on your side this whole time, but I'm just going to say this. I had such an incredible fear of authority. My parents could have left me alone for months on end, and I would have done nothing. And I would have shot anyone on site who tried to enter our premises so that I wouldn't get in trouble. Trust me. So if Lily's like me, you are okay.
Yeah.
Because I was deathly afraid.
Nerd alert.
Right. I mean, like I said, I'm not as concerned about Lily until peer pressure and the friend kick in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep getting jury members here. Janelle?
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Oh, boy. Okay, why?
Well, I just think that getting on a plane and leaving for 5 days is a very long time to put your trust in somebody who you've never left alone before.
So there has to be a hard number? There you go. 2.5.
No, I just think, like, a weekend away in state.
Oh,
like at a hotel
okay.
Or something.
Yeah, I think
okay.
First you roll out to the Gaylord.
Okay.
You know
right.
What I mean?
Baby
you're like,
steps
yeah, just get
then...
just get out by
yeah.
Pena and not actually on a plane out by Pena. You know okay. What I'm saying? Like, hit.
I understand that, like, they have neighbors that they trust and everything, but those neighbors are not going to be there all 5 days, 24/7.
That's true too.
They're going to be at work. They're going to be living their lives. I mean, they're not going to be there. That's a lot to put on the neighbors too.
Thank you for the call. Let's get a couple. Oh, what happened there? Oh, we lost her. That's bad news for you, Amy. Sharon.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Matt's side.
Okay, why?
15 is way too long to leave for a week. If it was, like Amy said, a day or two, then you're close enough to drive back. But I'm a grandma. I had 3 kids of my own. I have 4 grandkids. And every time the parents leave, one of the grandkids stay with me. That's just too long. And like Matt said, way too much outside pressure that something will happen.
Thank you for the call, Sharon. Amy, remember that dial tone thing that happened in the middle there? That was the yeah. only person out of 8 phone lines
yeah.
that was on your side. And they were too afraid to stay and take
okay.
your side.
Okay.
They, basically, like, I don't think I've been on Matt's side this whole time. I don't think you're wrong, Amy, in trusting your daughter. I just think this isn't the right spot.
Okay.
You got to take a shorter trip, one where you could get home if poo-poo hits the fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know you want to mm-hmm. go make sweet love to Matt in a hotel in Bora Bora, but this It's not.
Well, not now.
Not after I lost his argument. Winning is losing.
Yeah. Are you cool with, like, either forcing her on the trip or not going?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she'll have a good time. We'll
Matt, I don't think anyone's having a good time on this trip at this point, including you, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
I'm back from
Yeah,
from the bachelor party that I was dreading for months on end.
Because it started out more like a bachelorette party, didn't
it? Yeah, there were a lot of emails, a lot of rules, a lot of regulations, costumes involved.
OMG.
Getting
it's
all
so
that ready.
Stupid.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Just get together with the boys, drink, maybe have a stripper. That's it.
There you go.
Yeah, well, so this was a completely different type of bachelor party. It was at a little, I don't want to say the name of the place, but it was in the middle of nowhere in Missouri. They have like go-kart. It's a big house, like a mansion, and they have a pool and tennis courts and basketball courts and go-karts and electric drift carts and paintball, and it's just like a dude's paradise. Like, you just show up, run around for 4 days, and then go home.
Okay.
So that was cool. Like, we didn't leave. It was very different. We didn't see a woman the entire time. Which was different from
most bachelor parties. I don't understand that. It just makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
It's so anti a different generations. I didn't like the type of bachelor party I had either, but I wouldn't like that either.
Just broing out?
Broing out for a night? I'm all in. Broing out for four straight days. Hard ass.
It was a lot, but I went to bed at like 10:30 every night.
Oh my God, then that's not broing out. Oh my God.
You have a seminary.
Oh my God, it's so stupid. Like, I do not understand the appeal of anything you're saying. Knowing that the next day, it's like even when me and my buddy Chad get together, we go hard into the paint. We like hit it. We're doing whiskey. We're doing wine. We're doing everything. We're making great food, and like, we know that we're going to crash at one another's house and to get the F out of there before we have to, because seeing each other the next morning is like, we did this, we're good. Like, you wake up with the same exact people again.
Yeah,
it's like Groundhog Day,
but kind of refreshed because you got a great night's sleep.
No, you didn't.
You went to bed so early. But the main thing I was worried about was the costume debacle, as we were divided into teams. So they had this big tournament of all these events with all the teams, and there's
so
two groups of friends. My friend, the bachelor, I went to high school with him, so there's the high school friends, and then there's his college friends. So they're trying to intermingle the groups and
stuff.
What were the costume? What was
well, so that's the thing. The guy on our team was pushing really hard for us to wear, to be funny, I guess, was his goal. Basically, just the more revealing
costume. It was like Danica Patrick's like NASCAR yeah. jumpsuit in latex.
Yes, latex, exactly.
And I'm like, it's hot.
Yeah, very hot. Very well, and it was very hot temperature wise. I knew it was going to be like 104 degrees. Like I didn't. Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah. What was?
Like,
what?
There's no girls to make laugh with that.
Right. Right.
Exactly. You're broing out.
Yeah.
That's not broing out. When my bro rolls in a latex bodysuit, I'm like, hey man, we need some time apart.
Are you with Blue Band Group? Because if not, you
I don't
yeah,
there's no. You don't need to do that. Just say something funny. Like, you don't, guys don't dress funny for guys. We dress right. funny for girls. We dress like a Franzia wine box with the spigot being where our junk is, not to make T-Hack laugh.
No.
Like exactly. There has to be the possibility yes. of eventually yes. making a woman laugh. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree. So that was the big debacle is I didn't want to wear a latex jumpsuit. Call me away. Sue me, I guess. So my costume was pretty lacking. I had like a checkered headband and I
okay.
barely played along. And I was not the least costumed one there, thankfully.
Okay.
So you just had a hardo on your team.
I got the worst, yeah, luck of the draw on my team. Everyone
what did
else,
he wear, though?
He wore the latex.
The whole
Danica
time.
Patrick, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every day, like oh. day two.
No, just the one day where we did like the competitions, okay. where it was the team activities. He was wearing the latex suit, and I had my checkered bandana on.
Who won?
We gave up. I don't even know why you we tried to do it. We were broing out too hard. People weren't keeping track of scores.
No, it's just, oh my God, it's so stupid. Yeah. Like,
so
he's
regiment.
Walking around with like ring announcer cards. Like, what are you doing?
Exactly. So everyone else felt the same way. Like as soon as we got there, everyone was giving the best man a bunch of crap for sending so many emails and stuff. So everybody was on my side.
Okay.
But no one else freaked out about it like I did. They just
you caused me to have anxiety. Like I Same. Haven't I've been like freaking out the last few days going, is he okay?
Yeah.
And does he have his hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that was the other thing. They threatened to cut your hair because the groom is bald, right?
Right. The groom is bald. So some guys did have bald caps as part of their
oh, they
like
did?
Costume. That's awesome. So that was funny. I'll give him that. But also not that funny because there weren't girls there. So, I mean,
I just, a joke is a joke. And then what, like, it's funny for a second. Have you ever met somebody who like gets a laugh? People who aren't funny, who like get a laugh and then can't let it go.
Yes.
And then circle back
and do the
over
same
and over and yeah. over and over again. And you're like, Barosif.
It's the SpongeBob episode where he rips his pants and then he just keeps ripping his
yes.
pants. And eventually like, they're like, it's not funny.
Dude, man. It's not funny at yeah. all anymore. And you see, your whole thing was that.
Yes.
Four yeah. days of that.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
But, kill me.
I mean, it was fun. There was the go-karts were fun. The track, it was like a real track with real lights. And it went around this house that we stayed at. So we were racing around. They had ATVs. I don't know how long this place is going to stay open because...
You thrashed it.
Yeah. And they and they said, we have paintball now. They said, but... We don't really have a course, and we don't really have trees and stuff for you to hide behind. So you see the front yard. People just kind of get the guns and run around the front yard, just shoot each other.
Okay,
that's what the guy told us on the first day.
Yeah.
And somebody raised their hand and said, "What about paintball guns on the ATVs, on the go-karts?" And he said, "It's been done."
Oh my God!
Okay, now
you
we're
just
having fun.
Green-lighted.
Oh yes!
Full Wolverine.
Yes.
You are Red Dawn. What?
I know. I couldn't believe it. Well, luckily, we never got to the paintball guns. I think everyone was like, "That seems yeah, that seems a little much." And I'm just wearing a latex suit. I might hurt a little bit. But the craziest part of the story,
okay,
or the craziest part of the trip, rather, wasn't even a part of the bachelor party. So I had to fly into Des Moines and drive down and because I live the furthest away and this is in the middle of nowhere. So it's hard to get there to fly there directly.
Okay.
So I drove down. There were four of us total, me and two other guys that we all know each other from like kindergarten. And then one guy from college who's the bachelor's friend.
Who you don't know.
Who we don't know. But he rode down with us because he like lives in the area too. And he was a perfectly nice guy. We got along great. So we're like, it's like a 7-hour drive. We're about 5 hours into the drive. We're eating lunch and we somehow started talking about guns. And he was very passionate about guns, which to each their own. That's fine. And I said, jokingly, do you have a gun on you right now?
No, he doesn't.
He said, not in the restaurant.
Ooh.
what I do in the car.
Oh my God!
That we had no idea that he had with the whole time. So had we been pulled over for speeding, I mean, all these things that we could have got, we just had no idea there was a gun in the car. Which I don't have a problem with a gun being in the car, but I'd like to know one is in there.
But isn't that, I don't know if I'm taking it off track. Isn't that the point of concealed carry is it's concealed and no one knows about
it? If you don't have a concealed carry, you can't conceal it.
I guess I don't know if he knows it.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, and he said he did, but I don't know this guy.
And it doesn't transfer to, you don't just, your concealed carry, you don't just go to Iowa and go, hey man, I'm right in Utah. You can't just do that.
Yeah, well, that's where it got sketchy too, because this guy used to live in Missouri. He doesn't live there anymore, and he said, oh, I still have my concealed carry permit in Missouri. But we drove through Iowa.
So
it was, that part was very weird, but he was nice, and I didn't see the gun or anything, and it was, I assume, in the trunk somewhere, so whatever. So then we're driving. We have no choice at that point. We're 5 hours into the trip. We can't say anything. Yeah. So then on the way back, the same four of us are driving, and we get to Kansas City, and we're driving on the highway, middle of the day, 12:30, broad daylight, and he goes, man, I used to live in Missouri. This is a really bad area of town. And we're like, it's fine. We're on the highway. We'll get through it. And we're going to eat pizza on the way home. It's fine. He goes, I don't know. This is pretty sketchy. And I just want to let you guys know I'm getting prepared. So he rummages around.
Oh, my God.
He pulls out the gun.
No.
He loads it.
No.
He cocks it.
No.
In the back seat of the van that we're all riding in. And this silence is about what it sounded like as the guy in the seat behind me is holding a loaded gun.
Oh my God, dude. And so now you can't brake, you can't do anything, you're scared for your life.
But you
can't speed up because then they're gonna get pulled over.
You're right.
Yeah, and this guy's just Wile E. Coyote or something. So, and the driver thankfully stepped up and was just like, hey, relax. We're fine. You need to put it away. Oh, please unload it. Unload, like,
just, did he?
And he did. He did, thankfully. But he, I don't know, he sketched out and got so scared. But it was the middle of the day and we were on the highway.
Oh,
there was no
God,
people
dude.
Around. He was saying, you know, there are shootings here all the time. And it's like,
yeah, probably from him.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're looking for some summer hacks. We have one right here. Look, T-Hack.
Oh, hey. He's a summer hack.
It reminds me of back when I was in school, whenever we do race games or whatever, and they'd go, oh, it's a tie. And my name's Tyler. And I go, yes, tie won.
You don't win.
Yeah, it killed every time.
Tie goes to tie.
Yeah. This is summer hack.
Okay. I'm just going to let you keep talking.
Okay.
The real hacks are like things you can do, like if you're camping, or things you can do if you get bit by a bug, or things you can do to score free White Claws from stupid people at Chatfield Reservoir.
Ooh, do tell.
I don't know. Erin can get free drinks everywhere she goes. It's the hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
And like Erin shows up places and like... It's ridiculous. She has a summer hack. Dye your hair red.
There you go.
But hers is not dyed, but it's like... the one that strikes me first is the one that everybody... Steve was just talking about off air. Putting butter on a bee sting feels like we're in the dark ages.
Or vegetable spread, margarine, but preferably butter. Probably 2%
really?
Milk butter, yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Yep.
To make it go away or to make it stop itching
yep.
or... Oh, okay.
Are you just saying yup after everything we said? Because I don't. Is it? Was it on? Was it on a bee sting?
Yeah, bee stings or bug bites.
I think it's a
bee sting
and wasp. Anything that
I've
stings.
I've never been stung.
Don't
by
say
a
that
bee
out loud.
Or wasp.
I bragged about that when I was 20-something years old.
And then you got bit by our stung.
I sat down in my car and fastened my seatbelt, and I was like, what was that? And like, I was like, it's weird because it's like a radiating, it's like a pinch and then it goes wong, 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 and like radiates through
your
body.
You knew right away. Oh,
I didn't.
Damn it.
Oh. It wasn't until I got out of the car and there was a dead like wasp sitting in the seat.
Oh, it was a wall.
Yeah, it was whatever the long, I don't know the difference between the wasp and
dangle.
A yellow jacket.
Yeah. That's the
wasp. Yeah, it's the ones that are just kind of like, they're the bad guys in any bug movie.
Yeah, actually, the actual bug movie, they were
those were...
You
were
like jazz?
They were actually nice people in one of the bug movies,
I'm thinking it was the grasshoppers were the bad bugs.
Yeah.
In the,
okay.
And
that
was
a hopper.
In Bugs Life.
And for them, butter. You just
put
butter
on
it.
I feel like you don't do that.
For any sting, bite, yeah, butter.
What do you put on? Do you do the...
I keep butter holstered all summer long, just in case.
Yes, you should.
If corn on the cob, bug bite,
little
I'm ready.
Have you done the fingernail X on your... on?
Yeah, so it's the X, but then also spit. You have to put a X in it and then lick your finger and
on
put
what?
The saliva.
On a sting?
On a mosquito. If you get a mosquito bite, like you dig your fingernails into the top of it in an X, and I don't do the spit thing.
Oh.
None of it works. I'll try the spit. Maybe that's what does it.
They also have like the bug bite thing where it's the little, that's literally what it's called. And it's almost like a reverse gun. So you suction the...
I thought that was for snake bites.
No, you suck them out of with your mouth with those. But this is like...
No, this is, it looks like a little, it's like a little thimble, like a thumb thimble thing.
Have you seen the thing for ticks?
No.
It's like a little hook and you twist it as you pull out. It's like
and
a plastic
works?
Little, yeah, it's like a tool.
I had
like
a tick at my house
about.
The other day.
Ew.
You need to sell.
Because I took Moxie on a walk of the, like, the, there's a little path kind of by, off of Parker, kind of by where Noah has football practice at Regis
or whatever.
T-Max
neighborhood. Oh, it's T-Max neighborhood.
Yeah, in that hood where there's always a line to get into that park.
Oh, yeah.
Park or whatever. So I let Moxie walk around. I didn't check her, but then Moxie got into Mia's bed, and Mia's like, there's a spider on my bed, and I went to get it, and it she's got like a furry blanket.
Yeah.
And it like dug embedded. Into the blanket like it was biting it.
You gotta...
So then it took me forever to get it out of the blanket.
Oh, they have this Rogue 2 effect. I watch a YouTube video. I could watch these now forever, watching them pull ticks out of people and dogs.
I remember
and stuff.
When my brother had a tick on the back of his neck, and my parents, oh my God, they did 3,000. No, it blew up so big by the time
like
we saw
grape,
it.
A grape, a blood.
It wasn't quite a grape size. It was probably half a grape because it was full of blood.
Yeah.
And then here comes my dad. With a lit cigarette.
No.
And I'm like, that's this. No, we stopped and we're like, I don't know what sort of weird butter on a wound school of medicine you went to, but like, it was no. And then there was this 20-minute argument. We had tweezers, and is it clockwise or counterclockwise?
For the head. That's why on this new tool, you spin clockwise.
It's somebody invented a stupid thing to put under the tick.
Yeah,
it's just brilliant.
It's super brilliant. It's super easy and super cheap. And I think I don't think the direction matters. The Coriolis effect on the head spin. I don't know if that really.
So the lit cigarette didn't work. Is that...
We did not let my father do it.
Oh, okay.
I remember my brother like laying over the toilet like a 21-year-old sorority girl, and like it's just the rest of the family's huddled around him like offering solutions
and holding
and
his hair.
And here comes we're holding his hair up off the tip.
And your dad with the torch shows up.
Yeah, and it's just and we put. Rubbing alcohol on it. Like, there was things to try to get it to back
nail
out.
Nail polish, remover,
yes,
yeah,
like,
all that.
Like, by the end, he's got seven diseases that have nothing to do with the tip.
One of you has
burns.
A flu.
Totally charmed it out of there. In the end, I think we just yanked it.
See?
It did explode. It was like popping out like a blood blister.
Yep.
Anyway, they don't have to just be bug-related, because we have, like, some how to build a campfire things and... other boozy kind of hacks. If you've got a summertime hack, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059.
I think my favorite one of these, and it might be surprising since I'm not the alcoholic in the room.
Easy, Tiger. You're running close second.
Not the one.
Okay.
But they use water balloons as ice. That way your drinks aren't getting just like all soaked. And then you can use them later for a water balloon fight.
Finally. Awesome. Useful.
Oh my God. So, where has this hack been?
So you freeze the
you make a water
balloon.
Freeze
put it.
Put it
in the freezer.
Yeah. Put it in
and it
the
doesn't
cooler.
Expand or explode.
Not
from there?
Enough to blow it up, I don't think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it would have some give. And then and because there's nothing worse than reaching in, you get the cold, wet hand, all your labels are like your Michelob Ultra labels falling off.
There's a bunch of random
off.
Bugs in there that have gotten stuck.
Nasty.
And you never want to use those ice cubes because they're just all nasty.
Nasty.
And now you get to use the balloons when you're done and they're going to be so cold.
Super cold water balloons when you're smashed.
In the back. Yeah.
It's like an ice
It's like putting a rock inside a snowball. Because it could still have a little frozen in there.
Oh, wow.
So if there's some little kid that you don't like, it's been,
nice.
It's
yes.
been like splashing you.
We'll do winter hacks in 6 months.
By the way, speaking of splashing, they say that if you're at the pool, you should never splash ever. What do you mean? That's what you're in a pool?
That's also summer etiquette. Here's the thing. If you go to a pool.
Thank you.
You're good.
Okay.
Nobody wants.
I got in the pool. I didn't like swim
in
the pool.
You wear glasses?
I did. And I had a sweatshirt on, but shorts.
What I'm saying, if somebody splashed you, you'd be like, yeah, you should have seen huge in a Vegas pool. It's 110 in the shade.
It was like a wind
He comes
pool.
In a Garfield sweatshirt.
And don't then splash. It's cashmere.
And then it instantly soaks the water up, so he can barely walk.
I'm like bogged.
He's bogged
motionless
down completely.
Deep end, like
a... Real quick, a couple other actual hacks instead of just talking about pool splashing. If you want to start a fire, bring your dryer lint with you.
Perfect.
Or all the crap in the bottom of your Dorito bag.
That is combustible.
I don't know. That, I love Doritos, and that makes me a little sad because there's probably something real bad in them that
Fritos.
Makes me so
No, it's just
flammable.
The fact that it's little.
Fritos work too. The oil.
Yeah,
it.
It's
yeah.
the oily, and oh. it's and it's little chunks.
Yeah.
People always try like with twigs, and it's like a twig is still too big.
Oh, it for, like kindling,
for a fire to start, it needs the kindling.
The
and if
lint.
You can't find that little underbrush,
dude.
Dryer lint is flammable as F.
Go to your socks. You can pull the lint off your socks. That'll help start the fire.
That's a Bear Grylls thing. I remember that episode.
No, I came up
with that. No, he would pull out toe jam. And I'm like, ugh.
All right, now he's just getting blue.
Yeah, but you want your feet dry.
Belly button lint, too. That's
100%.
Whatever you can use.
Yes. So you had socks at the pool, too?
All right, so if you've got a summer hack for us, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're looking for your hacks, but not the tea hacks.
No.
These summer hacks.
Right.
I mean, I alluded to like a way to get free White Claws at Chatfield Reservoir. And everybody's like, people are texting in going, hey, tell us a secret. Be hot. It's not.
It's like it's everywhere. Right?
That's it universal pretty much works. Rule.
Be attractive. You'll
wear
get free
a bikini.
Drinks.
Don't own a boat and still want to water ski. Be hot.
Amen.
Stand on the shore of Cherry Creek Reservoir. No, Cherry Creek doesn't go fast.
Aurora.
Aurora doesn't go fast.
We
Cherry Creek lets you go
boats.
Fast.
Yeah, we
yeah,
can't.
Cherry Creek or Chatfield. Just stand there. Somebody will all come. Right. Hey, you want a White Claw and just ski? There you go. So in case you were wondering for the like eye-opening life hack that is get free booze.
Be hot.
David?
Yeah.
What's your summer hack?
I was going to say about the bee sting, it's a mud. You put mud on the
feasting.
Not butter? Mud's a little more readily available while you're outside, unless you're Steve or T-Yak, who has a holster.
And hornets. Mud does work on hornets, too.
What? Yeah.
But what if there's no mud around? What if you're in an arid
butter.
Environment? You gotta spit on dirt?
I don't know, get some water. You know, maybe, yeah. I mean, gotta do what you gotta do.
Have you ever actually done this, David, or is it just something you've heard about and you're passing along your BS?
No, I've done it multiple times, but I've learned it from my mom and dad when I got stung in my eye, almost my eyeball, like on my eyelid in between your nose and your eye, like right there. Like, yeah, I saw the bees, like it went up and then it came down. It was like out of the fence, you know, like when we closed the gate.
Yeah.
And he just came shooting down and I watched him. And I was like, what the hell? And then big old...
They just, you know, you already have something stuck in your eye. They're going to shove mud in there right after it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They said, don't be a sissy. So,
All right. Here's mud in your eye. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, David. Gene.
Yeah.
What's your summer hack?
You take that butter stuff, by the way, is nonsense. You take tobacco, baking soda, and water. You make a slurry. You put it on any sting. It instantly stops the pain.
Tobacco, baking soda, and water, and then a slurry.
Yeah. It's back from the day when you had cigarettes laying around more commonly.
I like that one's fun.
This
Gene,
feels great.
I like that one.
Thank you, Gene.
Yes.
Meg.
Yes. Hi.
Yes. Hi. Yeah. What is your summer hack?
Okay, you take a piece of garden hose, say a foot long.
Garden hose.
Then you get a piece of...
I'm sorry, you're breaking up in between really important words. Piece of garden hose and a piece of what?
Of copper pipe.
Okay.
And you put holes in the copper pipe, like six of them, you know, all the way around.
Yeah.
And then you go and have a campfire, and when the fire is nice and hot, you put the hose in there, in the fire, and it burns, and the copper makes these unbelievable colors.
Oh.
And you don't get the smell of the rubber at all, and you can reuse
the rubber doesn't light on fire or melt?
It does, but you don't smell it.
So it's some sort of like psychedelic trip light show for a campfire that you've invented.
Yes, extremely. I've tried it when I was... intoxicated, to put it politely.
Doing some mushrooms.
Tripping.
Yes. Yeah. It's just unbelievable colors.
Huh.
Who came up with it first?
45 minutes.
Okay.
A friend of mine saw it at a flea market, and said it was like $25. He goes, forget it. I can go home and make my own.
Okay. Copper pipe, garden hose.
Trippy.
Put holes in the copper pipe. Okay.
Yes.
Ingest mushrooms.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Yeah, I think you left out the other couple parts. Meet Timothy O'Leary's heir. Get yourself some real blotter acid. That's an amazing summer hack. Thank you. Beth.
Hi. Yay.
Summer hack. What do you got?
So mine's like mega bubbles for summertime fun. If you have those like round sleds, for the wintertime, they're just little round ones.
Yeah.
And you get like a milk crate. Well, you fill the sled with the soapy water and you take the milk crate and you just like throw it up and down in the air. And it's like thousands of like unlimited.
Oh, because all the little
everywhere.
Holes on the milk crate would make it. So you're just like,
brilliant.
It's become your. Oh, so you make a billion bubbles, just not one huge bubble.
Yeah. And it's even better when it's windy because then you can just hold it up and the wind just goes and it makes so many.
Where do we get the bubble stuff at?
You can buy that crap in bulk at like dollar stores.
Get out.
Oh, yeah. Get
can we
crazy.
Bathe in it? Okay.
Here's what's funny. Everybody who listens to our show is clearly baked all the time and looking to entertain themselves like a child.
Well,
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
So we got one of those AITAs, Am I the A-hole?
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody in this room can figure out, I think the person who complained is the a-hole.
Yeah, right?
So somebody had a wedding, I apparently read it, it's been a while since I went to Reddit, but they have a forum for everything, and wedding shaming is one of their forums.
Fun.
So you just go there and tell. So
Steve runs it.
This sucks! So somebody was at a wedding, and basically, It's an open bar, which if you have friends like I have.
Does that mean free bar? Or just
open bar means it's free.
Okay.
For as long as you.
Mm-hmm. So, it's usually beer and wine are free, right? And then if you want like liquor, I think a lot of times you have to pay for that.
A well drink.
Like I had a wedding. It's really funny because I wasn't endorsing Applejack at the time, but they were the company who I used, and we bought cheap wine. We bought like Conchi Toro, but you could buy it for like $3 a bottle. So we had red and white wine. We had like your Coors Lights and your whatever. And then we had so you could get vodka tonic, vodka soda.
That's not
like
bad.
Weird. And we had it for like free. 2 hours.
Oh, okay. 2 hours for free.
And then at a certain point, then it's like,
you're out. Yeah.
But people knew it was 2 hours, so they just hit the gas.
But right. then they would pay cash out of their own pocket the rest of the way.
If we had any booze left,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
Well, but I think then the vendor there had booze. I don't know how that works. Like if the chateau at Fox Meadows just had other booze that they were ready to like slide in and make money with or whatever.
Okay.
But there was definitely a certain point where like you're looking at it like this was $10,000 out of my pocket.
Yeah.
And then all you have to do if you roll up there. Like, if you're buying a drink, if I bought you a drink, shouldn't you tip the bartender?
Yeah.
And shouldn't you thank me in some way for buying you a drink?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this person's wedding, they just asked wedding guests to pay $15, and then they're covered. So 10 of that 15 would go to their honeymoon, five would go to the bartender, and then you drink free. Then you don't even have to think about it the rest of the night.
Right.
If your bartender's giving you smoking hot Moscow mules, maybe you slip him another couple bucks. But and this person complained, it's not a free bar if I have to pay $15.
But look what you get for your, what?
Right.
Yeah. I think the only issue I can really see with it is that she said specifically $10 of the $15 just goes to me and my honeymoon. And the sign says pay for my honeymoon if you want a drink.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know if it rubbed people the wrong way that you think, well,
bought you a wedding gift. I don't care. Yeah. I'm buying you unlimited amounts of alcohol for $15.
That's like one drink.
It is.
You would think.
If you're in Lodo or right. at a what, like.
But she never said this is going to be an open or free bar. This is the rule from.
I think probably in the invitation, it probably did say an open bar.
Oh, well.
And then you get there, but it's like.
Well, and where is it? What's the, hey, you want salmon? Pay for my honeymoon.
Oh, so
where does it end?
Different.
You want to dance?
She's holding everything hostage.
Shut up,
we want to go first class.
Like, no.
You want to breathe this air?
I guess. But what I'm saying is, if you come to an open bar and you don't have $15 on you to tip, you're an a-hole.
I see that.
An open bar doesn't mean open bar. Like that, what,
there's someone working there. That's
right. You have to tip that person.
Yeah.
I'm going ahead and taking $5 off the top of, if there's 300 guests, that's $1,500.
Okay.
They're getting tipped $1,500.
Okay.
That bartender is going to be super happy.
That is true.
Rather than relying on the occasional generous Steve to roll up to the bar.
Right.
And then. I don't want to name anybody else in the room as the one who would not be generous.
It's free.
So they wanted to know who the a-hole in this situation is. And I think the a-hole, I get it. It probably said open bar on the invitation.
And then when they get there, but she came up with, I think, a clever way to kind of sabotage.
I want to do this. I think it's genius. It's a win-win for everyone.
And for the bartender too. And they're helping you to pay for her honeymoon.
Yes. Like even though you already brought a gift.
Right.
It's like, it's because they do that stupid dance where it's like, everybody pay $1 to dance with the bride. Like, that's a tradition. And it's like, I didn't expect to have to pay to dance with the bride. Of course you didn't. But it's a tradition. It's just part of it. Like, there's new things.
Right, but if she's taking the money, if she's taking $10 from every person to go towards the honeymoon, she's not recouping the cost for, she already paid for the booze.
Correct.
So they're like, so are you giving us the booze or not? You're giving
I
us
gave
the
you
booze.
The booze, and then you're just supplementing over here for the honeymoon. It's all a wash. This is why I've always said, I'm only going to invite people. If I'm doing the wedding that I did, which was Chateau at Fox Meadows, Dossmeyer cake, Biscuits and Berries catering, Applejack liquor, that's a $60,000 wedding.
Yeah, easy.
So it's $120-some per person to show up. If I invite you and you're bringing me a $40 toaster from Target, I have lost $80.
You can absolutely
look at
Excel
it like that.
Spreadsheet.
Yes.
So romantic.
So I go
your
through
wedding.
My thing and I go, who's going to bring me the $40 toaster? They're not invited. If I'm doing a 40-dollar
whoa.
This event is really an investment, so I know I gotta come out in the green here.
Yes. You'll make a complete list and then go back over. Who's gonna be the chief? I think Steve. He's not invited.
Who was doing middays on Alice at the time?
Yes. Okay. Well,
Slacker and Steve.
Tiak has discovered something called a dude house, and he wants to check and see.
Yeah, so I stayed with my friend at his house, and he's just a single guy. He's, I think, about 30, lives alone. And there are just some things I noticed in his house that are not in my house. But they're only not in my house because I'm married. And I realize
you
that
now.
You
would have them in your house.
Oh, okay.
You think you would have them, or you did have them, and your wife was like, hell no.
Yeah, I think I just wouldn't have known any better. Until now, I've been spoiled that my house is really nice because my wife helps us make it nice.
Steve has had help. Like, I think lady friends have come over and probably walked into your bathroom and came out with that horrified look and said, no.
Yep.
Yeah. But that's what we need.
You can't have.
Yes, so are these things in a single bachelor's house or... they can be in a relationship, but they're living separate.
Yeah, living alone. I'd say definitely like a bachelor. Like,
okay.
Very little female influence in your life, I think, with these things.
Like Aaron's boyfriend lived with three dudes, or there was three total dudes in this house. I guarantee you that house probably was
filled. All with girlfriends, so.
But how much influence did you have? You got three pretty strong
bros.
Like those guys, I can't imagine anybody's coming in and saying, remove the fuzzy toilet seat cover. Like you're not going to make that case. Because I don't know who this gentleman named Doc is, but I don't feel like Doc takes advice from women.
No, actually.
And I don't feel like he went to medical school.
Actually, I would argue that he is like the most fashionable or.
Doc is.
Yeah.
Well, again, I haven't met him, but you let people call you Doc.
Because it rhymes with his last name.
Oh. People wonder why.
He didn't insist on people calling him Doc.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I didn't say that he was like me and tried to invent his own.
You want
nickname.
Him to really be really douchey, don't you?
Well, no, I just think
you're just jealous.
You just don't your buddy. If you got a buddy who's named Trigger or just some weird, somebody's got a weird name. That's your bro. That's the guy to help you bury a body. That's the guy to score you some drugs. But he's not the guy to go, hey, man, I'm going on a date. Should I wear this? Because he's like, yeah. He doesn't.
Absolutely dressed up Doc for dates.
You're not going to ask Doc. Doc just I don't even know this guy. And I'm insulting him on the radio. Just based on one
nice
thing.
Person.
You had a buddy named Thumper, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying.
So you're not going to go to Thumper?
I got a stock tip from my buddy Thumper. Nope. Am I crazy?
I see.
You have a nickname.
See what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. Thumper, Slacker.
Slacker, yes. T-Hack. Am I going to a T-Hack?
Don't take any
medical
sound
advice
from anybody who's got a nickname. You just don't.
But if it's a real Doc.
Doc. But it's nobody Doc wants to be Doc. It's like, I went to 18 years of school. I'm Dr. Johnson. I'm not Doc. They call me Doc, right? Sorry.
Anyways.
All right. So here are some of the things I thought maybe we could see if Steve has any of these things in his bachelor pad.
Okay.
Or if he's moved past it. So this is what constitutes a dude house.
Dude house.
The first thing I noticed, no knickknacks. So the guy stayed.
Oh no! Wait, I don't have Nick.
Burrow Hound.
After I asked the lady friend to come in and kind of cleanse my place of the dumb stuff, a lot of the knickknacks.
There was a point.
There was a ton. I was
your
accessory
house was
guy.
Like Pier One Imports threw up in
dude,
there.
I will give you that. I had every accessory.
You
note
just couldn't stop.
I couldn't.
And you couldn't.
Because you know why?
You didn't settle on one theme.
You're right. And I didn't know what theme I was supposed to be in. That's why I was at eight themes going
you
on
had
at
nautical
once.
In a bathroom. Dead. You had chess by your
chess
entertainment
pieces,
center.
Which Aaron now has.
Yeah, now
you
have
the chess pieces?
He gave me three of them.
The
and
big
they're
one.
By, yeah.
The huge
they're
ones.
They're so cool.
They are.
Yeah.
You have them because of a Harry Potter fetish, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's getting so much more action now.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Steve's actually doing better. This guy, he had none. So he had built-in bookshelves.
But with nothing.
Just completely empty.
Just you think
everywhere
was empty.
Knickknacks
are born of women?
I think so, yeah. Because I think he goes, well, I don't have books, so... the bookshelf stays empty.
Yeah, you can't leave a bookshelf empty.
No, and you don't have to just put books on a bookshelf.
I've leaned pictures.
Yeah, pictures,
in
plants, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. So that was
so
the
you
first
need
thing.
Okay.
I went overboard on accessories, and now I'm knickknacks, and now I'm hardly any. But
so
I'm
now you're more simple.
Yes, hardly any.
So you're closer to a dude house again.
You're right. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. The next one, the towels don't match.
So.
Yeah. See, he's too much of a perfectionist for that. In fact, if one towel gets a stain, he probably goes and buys a new towel, throws them all away.
Do you have specific decorative ones?
Steve is not a dude.
I used to be that way, T-Hack. And then
random assortment of towels that you've had forever. That's what this felt like.
When I bought my house for the first time, I bought a house. Slacker helped me buy my house. I figured I got to grow up in every other area now. So towels matching, everything's got to match.
It's that excitement you feel walking out of Bed Bath & Beyond, you're like, I've never felt this before. Mm-hmm. I've never wanted to feel this before because all I needed was something was to dry my body.
There you go.
And now I want them to be lined up next to each other with a matching one hanging by the
certain
sink.
Thread count. I don't like the decorative band that goes across the end of one and all this.
I still have those.
I don't know why I don't like those. Band.
I get it because then it kind of pulls the towel right on the end.
I'm like, what are you
they
doing?
They don't fold right.
Yeah.
It's like sleeping with the enemy. You can't pull that off. It's like.
Thank you. And you graduated up from a towel to one of those big body.
I have a bath. What do you call those? Sheet.
Bath sheet.
Those things are ginormous. You have to like quad fold them to get them on a towel rack.
Okay.
And they're like right when you first get them. I think they were from Macy's or whatever for that first month. It's kind of terrible because I shave my head. And if my head's not freshly shaven, you realize where Velcro was invented from. Because you just like go one time over your head and it's like you have Santa hair.
Stuck.
Yeah, it's like, you just have terry cloth head.
You look a lot older today.
They're glorious. Yeah. Matching towels is definitely not in a dude house.
Yeah, and I'm definitely guilty of this too. I had the same, my college towels forever.
Yep.
Until my wife was like, we need to get rid of them. And it was like, but
why? They work.
Yeah.
You
could do that? I didn't know.
I would never get rid of it. Until
they have holes in it. And even then, how big is the hole?
Yeah.
You can barely even read the word holiday in that story. Gratis.
All right. So we're going to get to the rest of T-Hack's Dude House list coming up next.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're talking about TX stayed with a buddy.
Yeah.
And the buddy is single. Mm-hmm. And he realizes.
He's disgusting.
He's
a bachelor.
Vile.
Yeah, he's a bachelor.
A regular guy. Just so disgusting.
Zero influence by vagina.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. So we're figuring out what things are in a dude house. All right, what else has got?
So the next dude house item. The toilet paper roll just on top of the holder.
Oh my gosh.
Not actually on the holder, just there. So there is toilet paper, but just kind of balanced there.
So I have to have it on the roller, but for some reason the last week, I just set it on here and the cleaning lady came today and she put it back on the roller. But for some reason, I went a week, T-Hack, going backwards and just setting it right there.
You're turning, you're regressing.
I can't
do
it.
You don't
have
enough lady friends to come over and go like, no. Yeah, no.
I put them on there for her. That way she knows. Yeah, that's.
So you have to get it and put it on your fingers if you need to use it and like do the hand roll? Or
you know,
how do
I never put it on my fingers and do this. I just let it sit on the counter and I do it that way.
Okay. Oh, you just put a finger on top of it and. Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe,
oh, that's smart.
Yeah, kind of that way it just stays on the...
Okay.
I might be more in on that now. That's actually good.
If I walk into a house, I hate that.
What?
You can tell, if there's one, if it's not on the roller, I can't stand it. And I've been in house, but I've been in the overly accessorized house.
Yes.
Where they had, different plies of toilet paper, 14 different scents of poo be gone.
And you're like,
and
what?
Whatnot.
What
it's called poopery, but...
Poopery, sorry. Poopy gone is what you spray. What was poopy gone?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. No, it was something. I think it was highly toxic. It was a thing.
It killed people.
It was a thing that, if you were adverse to picking up dog poop, that it was some sort of chemical that you went and hit your dog poop with it, and it kind of vaporized it. But it seems like it'd be real bad for the environment, real bad to like ingest. Okay. But it was like, I don't really want to pick it up. I'd rather get cancer than touch dog poop. So it was like you vaporized.
That seems like a male thing.
Totally. But not me. I don't mind picking it up. I'll pick it up with my bare hands. I don't care.
No.
I mean, I like always have a bag. I don't mind that feeling. I know we're going to get back to, dude.
Warm.
Like, there's a thing,
What thing?
And then you just
feeling.
But then you know a little bit about your dogs. We're supposed to be talking about dude houses.
I hate this conversation.
You know a little bit about what's going on with your dog at that point. Like, you can feel the solidity or lack thereof of their poo.
Solidity.
So then as you're like, so if you grab it, it's like...
Then you know,
Moxie's not getting the right foods, or she's getting too much of this and not enough of that.
You seem really excited.
I don't mind grabbing. I will reach down and grab your, if there's anything grabbable.
You wanted to check
it. I feel like I would need like a screen and like I'm panning for gold.
Are we still talking?
Oh my God, how do we keep regressing into poo talk on the show? Help us.
I think this one is the like most telltale sign of a dude house, and there's plenty more. So, but this is the most one. Every single trash can in every room is overflowing.
Oh God, that would never happen. Even when I was batching it, no.
Yeah, I have to.
I've been and I've lived with dudes, and it's then you start balancing.
You're right.
The trash.
To see how high it goes.
Yeah, because no one wants to just
to touch and
empty it.
Right.
Just empty it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm realizing, like, as a father of a male and a female, they have a Jack and Jill bath, and that's I have to rectify that situation because she will no longer do anything in that bathroom. Because he does. Noah stacks the trash is like overflowing. The toilet is also overflowing. Like she will go down in the basement and use a bathroom down there just to avoid the dude house effect of my son.
Let me ask you this real quick. Let's say you're like Chad's got a nice house. Let's say you were in Chad's house. You used the bathroom and you notice that in the trash can they have like one of those King Supers. They use the King Supers trash bag as their...
They're using a bag? No way. Nobody does that. That's a dude house thing.
I do that.
That's a dude house thing.
Hey,
you got it. Amazon, you can buy the little bags that are the exact same size as your thing. They almost look like the dog poop bags.
Okay. You're getting excited again.
Because you can get out of there. Reach out the toilet.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We need to talk about Ferris. I don't know what's going on with me.
Ooh.
I am so jonesing for a Ferris that is weird.
Look at you.
It's been so long.
Since you've been to an actual county fair.
Because COVID killed him for a couple years.
Yeah.
You just want to go eat a big turkey leg, ride a super unsafe ride. Is it just me? And then eat like weird food. That's where all the coolest food is invented.
We like to stand around and look at the carny. We go, which one has the GED?
They wouldn't.
I'm just kidding. That's not
it's,
there.
This is how Jones and I was the other day.
For the food.
And just to ride the unsafe ride. There's something about riding, like when you ride the Ferris wheel at Elitch's.
Yeah.
You're way up high, and if you have a fear of heights, there's that anxiety of that. But you know you're going to get back down. When you're looking at the dude where he's like, I operate the nail gun, it makes you stable. And you're like,
my stomach has already dropped.
Right.
You're
like,
I am a daredevil. I've been skydiving. I can't do those rides. I can't.
You're in the Aurora Mall parking lot.
You're hitting concrete.
And there's
concrete,
that rocket ship thing. Yeah, I'm just, there's that added layer of like, when you ride a thrill ride at Elitch's, it's thrilling, but you know you're going to live.
Right.
Yes.
What makes it more thrilling at a fair is there's a decent chance you won't.
And they're a fly-by-night operation.
Yes.
They can be gone within
a
less.
They kill a couple people. They're not sitting around waiting to be served. They're spray painting a new name of the circus and moving on to the next
town.
It's
barely put together anyways. It comes right down.
A lot of times they just leave the stuff. I remember the Aurora thing. Like, they left half the rides and bounced.
What?
Because it was like the Cirque du Soleil people came in, or the wannabe Cirque du Soleil people came in with their tents, and they were having to, like, move the like weird twister ride out of the way. You don't remember?
These tent nations, dude, these tent societies.
Just they're just like, this ride's not working properly. Just leave it. It's not worth the gas.
But that was you're right, man. That was the fun, the sounds, the smells of gasoline and diesel and walking around and the food.
Well, coming from the Midwest, it's like the state fair is a big, big deal. Like people save up their vacation time to take two.
In Colorado,
It's in Pueblo.
I don't know if is it still in Pueblo.
I think it is because the like Colorado food fair food or whatever is deep fried Pueblo chilies, and I've never heard of those before.
Pueblo chilies are if you're from Pueblo, I personally like Hatch chilies from Hatch, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Pueblo chilies are good. They're hotter than a Hatch chili, in my opinion. My parents call them Puebla, but yeah. Mm. Puebla, because, you know, they also call it Buena Vista. Never mind. We don't have to get into what's wrong. Once you're a native, you talk different. But like deep fried Snickers came from, like there would be
delicious.
No.
Funnel cake is not the same as the.
So I was saying falafel. Like I think falafel. I thought falafel was fair food, but it's not.
No,
falafel
it's is like Greek a, food. It's like,
nasty. Greek
no, it's still
food.
Good. It's delicious.
But it still has that powder. They put powder on it.
It is not sweet. It is savory.
That's a funnel cake with the powder.
That's
the
okay.
That's what I love. It's another thing where you almost die.
Yeah, funnel
because
cake.
Because you're putting it up to your mouth and you're so excited and you go, and then the sugar coats your throat and cuts off your breathing for like 8 seconds. What's more fun than that?
Right?
Nothing. Like, have you ever been to Greek Fest? Oh my God, do they still do that?
Wait, I do think it's coming back this year.
Greek Fest is the one down, it's like over kind of by Shotguns and stuff. There's a great big, there's a gold dome Greek Orthodox church right there.
Oh, yeah.
But you go there, I don't know if you ever have, they fry cheese on a stick. They like not deep fry, they put it on it. I don't know what it's like the cheese is not, I can't explain it. But it's like a mozzarella stick on meth. It's the best thing
and
I've
everybody,
ever
put. And all the, the dancers next door just come right out and walk.
Dude, it is. Shotgun chicks, you see them in the daylight. Greek Fest is not exactly everything that's cracked up to me.
I don't know about Greek Fest. It feels like I'm going to have to end up wrestling somebody.
You don't know. It's not Greco-Roman weirdness. It's just,
I'll have to wrestle them for this thing.
No. And then Renfest is going on right now.
And they have good food there. Don't they have the big turkey legs?
They definitely do. I guess what I was starting to say is I got so desperate that I almost turned. I saw a Ferris wheel and I almost turned in to Mile High Flea Market.
Oh, that's right, dude. If you want, like, you don't know if it is.
You want to, like, put your life on the line?
Yeah.
Hit 88th and Highway 76.
Slacker and Steve.
I got a story of one of those overturned semis that usually have fun stuff in it, but this one, not fun.
I got that story where that guy runs out of lighter fluid, decides to use gasoline.
That sounds great.
On a grill.
No
boy. Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of Dayton, Ohio.
Dang it!
Apparently a woman called 911 when she noticed she thought it was a house fire. The police show up, and apparently it's a grill fire.
A grill fire.
The guy at the homeowner apparently suffered first-degree burns. He ran out of lighter fluid for his grill, and he decided to do the thing where you use the gasoline.
Well, anything flammable works, Steve. You see, we just need the flames to go higher. So the charcoal won't get lit with some sort of accelerant. I'm using uranium. I don't know about you. I don't think anything can go.
The woman said, told the news station she saw the resident drop the gas can when the fire got out of control.
Of course he did.
There's $40,000 worth of damage.
$40,000?
Yeah, for the the uranium.
All right. I'm using uranium 235. Just, I don't know, say something flammable and see what could happen. Once again, no Florida stories today. My story out of Utah. Once again, a truck careening down the highway. Gosh, it looks like it's going to tip over. I hope there's beer inside.
Yes.
No, it crashed. What is it? Is it cheese?
Is it
battery-operated boyfriends? Okay. No, he's carrying 200 beehives.
Okay, what?
Yeah. Apparently, occasionally they use semi-trucks to transport 200 beehives. And guess what? When you turn 200 beehives over, they're no bueno.
When they get out,
I don't know where the alcohol came from there, but only two people had to be transported to the hospital, but they were transported with multiple bee stings. The bees were like, did you crash that semi? Cute job! Yeah, no word on what charges will be filed.
Okay.
All right, well, those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.